proof positive that you guys listen way too closely to the show. It is our Friday morning mailbag. It is the accumulation of your communications throughout the week via all the texts and the tweets and the avenues of communication. DMs, sliding ins, Facebooks, comments, flutes, emails, occasional jail mail, and prison letters. Those that didn't have a good time with their juries. Hadn't had some jail mail, though, in a while.
No, come on, Summer Bell, let's go.
But as for the verdict from you, we look first to the corporate side. Read some of the inner workings of things that we should not share on the radio. A couple of days ago, got this from Facebook. Said, this video is sharing ad revenue with music rights owners. Multiple rights owners requested changes to your video because their music was detected. So this was back a couple of days ago on our Hank Facebook Live for not necessarily the news every morning at 6:40. I have no idea what it was. It gave the timestamp right there. And it said that your video will now share ad revenue, at least applied in 8 territories.
8 territories?
That's what it said.
It's
I don't know what any of this
means. Countries around the
world? It says you are only from Facebook sharing ad revenue on this video. It does not affect your page or the ability to monetize. Trust me, Facebook, that's not the thing failing our ability to monetize on this show. Okay? That's your verdict right there.
Oh, on that legal expert that just chimed in, you know, Dave Roth, he sounded a lot like Jerry Jones. Is Jerry freelancing? What's going on
it's
with
possible.
Him over there? We've got questions. Meanwhile, out of corporate, hi, everybody. We've got a stack of tickets to go see Paul Wall at Billy Bob's Texas.
Paul Wall?
We won't be giving these away on the air.
Wow.
Does not fit any of our brands. But we'd like everyone to be invited
on.
And go see our good buddies over at Billy Bob's.
I can think of plenty of Hank fans who would love to go to Paul Wall.
Is that okay. From the Windows to the Walls song? I think there's confused.
There's a couple that I can't say the titles of right there, yeah. This also comes from corporate upper management, 3 floors up. Nice job on keeping up with the everyday replay on the website. It looks like it's our number one most read post on the Hank FM website.
Number one!
I'll get more specific stats tomorrow. We didn't get any specific stats on the next day following that email.
I know.
Which means they probably weren't as good as maybe we thought.
And I don't know if I should point this out, but there's nothing to read there. So if you're not really into reading, all you have to do is click and listen.
It is a multimedia experience. Uh-huh. You can hear the whole show if you miss it on demand. Everyday replay.
Melinda from Aledo chiming in about the storms. She said she also puts bags of concrete on the trampoline.
Oh.
It did not move an inch.
All right. Oh, okay.
No trampoline training season. Meanwhile.
I'd worry about that. They'll be coming like a catapult.
Yeah. There's a lot of facets there. Dr. Laura chiming in.
What?
Yeah. No, not that doctor. Dr. Laura, it's skin deep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, over there across town. Okay. No, not that Dr. Laura.
We're 570 all of a sudden.
She's very busy. Bitter. Kathy Matea song. She loves the lyrics.
Yeah.
She says, you buy a Winnebago and set out to find a marigold. I think I'm missing something here.
That's greatness.
The most important thing here, Laura, is that they are finding America, and he is not going to let her drive.
Of course, that's from the song, Kathy Matea, 18 Wheels and a Dozen Hoses. That's beautiful.
That's a good one. I like it.
Another Laura actually visited us yesterday in the midst and middle of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, Laura on the road out there who's listening
goodies.
And she brought a whole treasure trove of baked goods. And they just fantastic. There was brownies. There were macadamias. There were cookies. It was a splendor of fun right there.
It was fantastic.
And she says, says, hope you enjoyed the goodies. Always wanted to be on some sort of jury duty or at least get a summons to try out. But so far, nothing. Well, you want mine?
We've got plenty.
Transfer ownership?
And I will be honest.
What's the paperwork on that?
It's not like it looks on Law and Order. It travels much. It is definitely not over in an hour.
Says the person who loves to volunteer to serve on a jury.
So during Jeremy's show last night, Cecilia, she says, hey, don't forget to come visit me when you come to Whitney. I'll be at Tractor Supply.
Oh, okay.
I want a picture.
Hey, now. They got a lot of things at
What's
Tractor Supply.
What's going on here, Jeremy?
I don't know. Always going on at the Tractor Supply.
It's always the night guy, isn't it?
Harry in Joshua says, I can honestly say that the time change has never affected me that I remember. And Harry, I say, I've personally never used any of the daylight that we've ever saved. I've never used it. All the times over the years.
You save and you save and you save.
Bobo on the time change. He's up in Idaho.
Uh-huh.
Says, no, I still did not change my clocks since last fall begun. My clocks are staying where they are. I'm so tired of changing forward and backwards enough already. Keep the clocks just the way they are. Bobo!
Yeah,
Bobo ain't going to fall in line. And
he's got resentment.
Tim in Watauga says, you should know from that Dave Ramsey class you've been taking that you should have been saving daylight all along, not simply this weekend.
Come on, Buckner. Gary chimed in about Will It Float yesterday. Put the Oreos in a bucket of milk, and afterward, enjoy your snack. You see? That's how he does it.
Oreo. Nikolai says, good morning. Listening to you guys from Raymond, New Hampshire.
Oh, that's
using the phone app. We appreciate that there. Gary in Erath County. Where has Granny Annie been? Should we do a welfare check?
Oh, that may not be a bad idea.
Actually talked off air to Granny Annie earlier this week, and possibly next week, Granny Annie will be celebrating spring break with us.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she knows how to party.
It's possible. Daryl in the Hood. Monopoly was actually a game invented in Philadelphia, not Canada. I had it confused. A Trivial Pursuit was invented in Canada. And that's why nobody down here likes it. Yeah. But he says Philadelphia, that's where the Reading and B&O railroads are. And that's why it's on the board. So it's actually Reading Railroad on the Monopoly board because of Reading, Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
He said, at least I learned something from that Philly tour. But Philly, Canada, same thing. At this point, you know, nobody gets along with anybody.
So New Hampshire.
John in North Richland Hills, who really writes your top tens? And is there really a writing staff? And is there really a home office in Granbury? Yes.
All of the above.
Yeah. Dave, KB, you have jury duty the Monday after daylight saving time. That's going to be fun. Oh, yeah. Randy is the voice of the bailiff, also your girlfriend.
Hey, good morning and happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no joking. No joking.
She's the lucky girl.
And then Kelly in the Ville chimes in. So many Hank fans have tried to help this week, and I really, really appreciate it, too, when it comes to the jury duty. She says, Kelly in the Ville, I feel like you can get out of it if you do one of these things. Talk to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Tell everyone you have new shoes on and would they like to see how fast you can run. Tell them you failed the psychological evaluation at the police department. Tell them your hobby is collecting belly button lint and asking if they have any.
Ew.
And then finally tell everyone wrestling is real. Well, that's the fact, ma'am. What? That is a fact right there. Just some thoughts. Thank you, Kelly and the Bill. And then finally, Roy says, hey, KB, I can get you out of jury duty. Just say when. I appreciate that, Roy, and all those that have offered there, too. But I'm going to do my civic duty just so we can continue saying the word duty. There you go. The Friday morning mailbag. The civic duty of one and all. We'll play Friday morning fake news to get you those tickets.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.